Hey there. If you ever find yourself thinking, I'm just a mom, I'm just a wife, I'm just a retiree, or I'm just, you fill in the blank, then this one's for you. It's easy to feel reduced to the roles that we play, but you are so much more. Today, we're celebrating all the shades that make each of us a phenomenal woman. Hey friend, ever feel like those old-fashioned ideas about aging just don't fit you? If you're ready to own this incredible chapter with grace, style, and a touch of sass, this is your space. Welcome to the Aging with Grace and Style podcast. I'm Valerie Hatcher, and I'm here with empowering tips, inspiring stories, and a whole lot of fun just for us women over 50. So grab your favorite beverage, turn up the volume, and let's get started. Think about how our roles shape us. Being a mother taught me boundless patience, well, most of the time, or let's say more than I had before motherhood, and a kind of strength that I didn't know I had. It also taught me how to put someone else's needs ahead of mine unconditionally. I grew up as an only child and was used to being first. So this whole needs thing, it was new to me. But you know what? I was perfectly fine with putting his needs before mine. Now, on the flip side, my professional roles have honed my problem solving and leadership skills. These experiences are part of what defines us. But here's the thing. Sometimes we start to believe that we're only defined by those roles. Most people who see me out and about, or maybe follow me online, might peg me as a content creator, a podcaster, or someone who likes fashion and style. Or at church, I'm the bookstore lady. And in the community, I used to be known as John's mom. And while I love all of those things, they're just pieces of the puzzle. There's also the wife, the daughter, the friend. We all have these layers, but with all the noise from society, our families, and even our own self-doubt, it's easy to forget the multitude within us. Sometimes it takes a conscious effort to rediscover our multifaceted, fabulous selves. Now, I don't want to downplay the importance of roles like mother, wife, or professional. They really are significant. But it's important to remember those roles, while essential, they don't define your entire being. Problems arise when these roles start to define us entirely, obscuring the rest of our identity, the dreams, the passions, the unique talents that get buried in the daily grind. Ever catch yourself thinking, now I'm retired, I guess I'm supposed to ... whatever that might be, or I shouldn't even think about starting my own business, not at my age. Life transitions can throw us off balance, and major changes, even positive ones, force us to redefine ourselves. After my son graduated from college and the basketball mom life as I knew it was over, I was left wondering, what's next? That's when I remembered how much I love to write and to blog. Rediscovering that passion, it opened up a new world for me, and it even led me to revisit my old college interest in photography. Sometimes looking back can help us move forward. Take a moment to reflect what passions from your past could you bring into your present. Here's a simple exercise to help you do that. Grab a notebook and set a timer for maybe, let's say, around 10 minutes. think back on a specific time in your life, maybe your teenage years or your young adult years, and write down everything that brought you joy and excitement during that time. Don't overthink it, like I sometimes do. Just let the memories flow. This isn't about practicality. It's about reconnecting with all the possibilities within you. Transitions between roles can be tough, especially as we age, bringing a mix of excitement and uncertainty. So how do we handle these shifts? It's all about embracing change and finding balance. I found that maintaining a hobby or a passion just for myself, outside of any of these roles, it helps me to stay grounded. What about you? How do you maintain your sense of self amidst these changes? As we talk about the roles that we've played, let's not forget the thrill of embracing new roles. Maybe you've taken up a new hobby, or you're considering a second career. That's pretty exciting, right? Stepping into new roles can breathe new life into our days and give us a fresh sense of purpose. That happened to me when I started podcasting. It was new, exciting. It was a challenge to learn, which totally excited me. Or like my friend who took up pottery after retiring, discovering the fulfillment of creating something from scratch. What a fantastic way to connect with new people and experiences. So how do we break out of the boxes that we've been put in? The first step would be to acknowledge those hidden shades within us. Remember who you were years ago, the builder, the storyteller, the dancer. Life changes, priorities shift, and parts of us get buried. But those are parts that are still there, and they're just waiting to be rediscovered. Being multifaceted isn't always comfortable. It can feel messy. It can feel overwhelming. But we look at others and who seem to have it all figured out, and we wonder why we can't be the same. But here's the truth. Embrace that messiness. It's proof that you are dynamic, evolving, and endlessly fascinating work in progress. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember, you are never too old, too busy, or too anything else to expand the definition of who you are. Your identity is limitless as your imagination allows. So let's shine a light on all those brilliant shades that make you, you. Now, let's move from thinking to doing. This week, try something that you haven't done in years, or even pick something totally new. Let's share what you did on social media and use the hashtag #ManyShadesOfMe. Let's create a movement of women embracing the whole complex and ever-evolving beings that we are. Until next time, remember to keep aging with grace, style, and a touch of sass. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I hope you're feeling inspired and ready to own your awesomeness. I love sharing this space with you. And if you loved today's episode, do me a favor. Share it with a friend who could use some extra inspiration. A quick rating and review really helps too. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Let's keep this conversation going. Head over to pod.agingwithgraceandstyle.com to sign up for my newsletter. Until next time, keep shining with grace, style, and a whole lot of sass.